Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMoney.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It may be cold, but February is offering some film festivals to enjoy in your own warm homes. TBFF, or Toronto Black Film Festival, is coming mid-month, showing unique and dynamic Black voices from Canada and elsewhere. JFF Plus is showing Japanese features, shorts, and anime, all for free beginning in about a week. And Hot Docs is running its annual podcast festival, which is on right now. But this week, I'm looking at three new movies that explore troubles in the home, troubles with family. There's a police detective chasing a serial killer, a journalist taking care of his dying wife, and an airline pilot dealing with his father's dementia. Our Friend, directed by Gabriella Cowperthwaite. It's the early 2000s. Matt, played by Casey Affleck, is a print journalist at the New Orleans Times-Picayune. He's married to Nicole, played by Dakota Johnson, a stage actress starring in musicals. They have two young kids. Matt's career is taking off, and while he's a foreign correspondent covering wars in Pakistan and the Middle East, Nicole is staying home to take care of the kids. But both their lives are disrupted by shocking news. She has cancer. They soon find the two of them can't handle the triple threat of job, kids, and cancer, never mind their own relationship. So they call for help from a good friend. Dane, played by Jason Segel, is an actor and a comedian who has known them for ages. His relationship is shaky, and so is his job status, so he agrees to bunk at their home and help ease the burden. He soon becomes a part of the family, a second mom and dad to the kids, and a comfort to Matt and Nicole as they deal with the pains of illness and the threat of death. Our Friend is a dramatization of Matthew Teague's personal memoir of a decade living with his wife's cancer and the help of their friend, Dale. It's told in flashbacks, explicitly dated by the number of years before or after Nicole Teague's diagnosis. So, as such, it holds very few surprises. Even when she's healthy, the audience knows that in a year or two, she's going to get sick and eventually die. It's almost preordained the way the story is told. So there's a melancholy inevitability to it as we're walked through anger, denial, and stages of diagnosis, chemo, remission, metastasis, psychosis, palliative care, and finally death. This is a sentimental and sad movie told in a clean and palatable way. It's all about family relationships and friendships. Surprisingly, though, it's not a tearjerker, so it didn't give me the deeply emotional purge I was expecting. Apparently, the magazine article in Esquire it was based on was amazingly popular and moved many people, and acting's good enough, but I don't know, this movie didn't move me. Phobic, written and directed by Bryce Clark. Riley Sanders, played by Jackie Gray, is a police detective in Utah. She has blonde hair, a svelte body, and a stern expression on her face. She's rejoining the force after recovering from a violent incident. Her new partner is Paul, played by Devin Lillianquist, with a lantern jaw and soap opera looks. Is there a spark between them? They've never met before, but their fathers were together in the past. They're both second-generation cops. So what's their first case? It's a serial killer with a strange M.O. The victims are all found chained to a chair in a locked room. One is in a place all painted red. Another one has snakes writhing around his feet. What do these victims all have in common? Well, it turns out they were scared to death. The victims are all patients of the same psychiatrist, a certain Dr. Holden, played by Tiffany DeGregorio. who uses new techniques to cure phobics of their darkest fears. First, she diagnoses them using Rorschach inkblot tests. Then, through therapy and the use of a strobe light, unlocks her patient's inner strength to conquer these irrational phobias. But she's highly protective of her files and won't let the detectives see them. Meanwhile, Riley herself has a phobia, a fear of the dark. So what is Dr. Holden's role in these grisly deaths? And what is her connection to Riley? Are Riley and Paul a thing? And can they catch the elusive killer before the killer kills them? Okay, Phobic is ostensibly a psychological thriller about a serial killer that preys on the victim's worst fears. Okay, I get that. It's an interesting concept. The problem is, it's not thrilling. This movie's about as scary as an old episode of CSI. It's slow, it's clumsily directed, and badly edited. Even the props seem to be done on the cheap. The story looks promising at first, but goes totally off kilter toward the end, till it makes no sense at all. Sorry to say, this movie is a mess. Falling, written and directed by Viggo Mortensen. It's the early 1960s. Willis, played by Sverrir Gudnason, is a young man from Boonville, New York, near Utica, who lives on a farm with his wife, Gwen, played by Martha Gross. He likes hunting, horses, and fishing, but not much else. On the day his son Johnny's born, he says he's sorry he brought the little stinker into this world. 50 years later, John, now played by Viggo Mortensen, is an airline pilot happily married to his husband, Eric, played by Terry Chen, and with an inquisitive daughter. They live in sunny California, not far from John's younger sister, Sarah, played by Laura Linney. Willis is old now, played in these parts by Lance Henriksen, and Gwen is long gone. So his adult children are trying to find him a place to live near them to live out his final years. Problem is, he's still the same rude, angry, and violent son of a bitch they remember from their childhood, if not worse. He's a smoker and a constant drinker. He's xenophobic, paranoid, racist, misogynistic, and homophobic. He's rude and lecherous. He ogles women 50, 60 years younger than him, and he swears at men. He says all women are whores, and he calls his adult son, an Air Force vet, a fairy. On top of that, he's losing it, prone to wandering away, forgetting where he is or even why he's there. How long can John keep calm and put up with his father? And will Willis ever make peace with the world and with himself? Falling is a drama about a father and son set in the past and in the present. It jumps back and forth through memories of both John and Willis. So the point of view of both of them, as their stories and how they ended up how they are, is gradually revealed. This is a great movie, written and directed by actor Viggo Mortensen. This is his first film. He plays John, but the movie's really about Willis. This is a fascinating and realistic character study about this hateable but totally watchable man and his cringeworthy but often very funny behavior and motives. I said character study, but it's not a caricature. Goodnison is great as the young Willis, but Henriksen as the old Willis fighting dementia is stupendous. It's really great. It's beautifully shot among nature at a wintry, snow-covered farm or beneath the hot Pacific sun. Falling is harshly funny, cruel, constantly surprising, and quite touching. This is an excellent movie. Our Friend and Phobic are playing now, and Falling opens next Friday. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.